The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Highly encourage you to check out the website 991thesportsanimal.com. He's Will West. My name is Tyler Ivins. Long's Drug Store is where you can find us. We're just right around the corner from the Budweiser Studios. And Mr. West, good morning to you. And I can tell you right now, it only took you about 7 minutes. I destroyed bacon and eggs. You're halfway done with your sandwich. I dare you. I dare you to name a time breakfast hasn't been absolutely A-plus, top-notch, five-star reviewed when Ruthie right now is on the grill and she's behind the counter here at Long Shore.
Every single time. Absolutely. Stop by and see us here.
Flawless.
This is how you get ready for a football Friday in East Tennessee as you come have breakfast at Long's, right? Stop by and see us if you've never had breakfast at Long's, if you've never had lunch at Long's. This is the place to be. The food is always fantastic. The people are always incredible here. Such a great environment here at Long's Drug Store. 65 years. They made it happen right here in East Tennessee.
Yep.
And how about this? We've got the lovely and talented Miss Peggy right here selling T-shirts. So if you want to pick up the official WIVK Vol Network T-shirt for the 2021 season, you can come pick it up today here at Long's Drug Store.
Now, I know Mike Eckler says keep your chili hot, but, sir, whenever we're talking about Tennessee's offense, I like to keep my coffee hot, as Ruthie fills me up
here.
Yeah,
there you go.
Look, dude, Matt Corral, we've talked about him already at nauseam this morning, but what about Hendon Hooker? Can you imagine that a guy is actually named a starting quarterback after being the backup, and will it take some 3 weeks? 3 weeks of starts as the quarterback at the University of Tennessee, and he's already starting to rank high near first, second place behind Bryce Young when it talks about quarterback efficiency, not just in the SEC, but Mr. West, they're talking about him nationally when it comes to a lot of top quarterback awards as well. He might be the first person you start a conversation with when you talk about Tennessee's 4-2 start.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a fantastic job. And the thing is, he's 13 touchdowns. He actually has more passing touchdowns than Matt Corral does right now.
Does. Now, so, granted, Corral does more with his legs
on
the ground.
Yeah, 13 versus 12.
Yeah.
But he's also just one interception. Corral has zero interceptions, right? So that's not bad.
The only interception was a heck of a read by the safety in the Pittsburgh game
as well. It really was. Look, Hooker's not asked to do quite as much through the air. He's not throwing the ball more than 25 times. Really, you know, against anybody with a pulse, he's not throwing the ball more than 23 times. But that's about the neighborhood that I thought would be right for him.
Was right.
Throw the ball 23, 25 times a game, run the ball 15, 20 times a game, and let's see where you can go from there. I think he's going to have to do a little more than that this week. I think for Tennessee to be able to beat Ole Miss, he's going to have to throw the ball 30, 32 times in this game, and he's going to have to hit a few downfield. He's never been a guy in his career that's been capable of doing that, and he's done it the last few weeks for Tennessee. So can he continue that? He's going to have to if Tennessee's going to be able to have a chance to win this game against Ole Miss.
Tyon Evans, this is one of the running backs in this group right now when you talk about who should have been where, Will.
Yeah, there was a report last night from BIR that he's out for
so
this game as well.
This is the one question that you have to ask yourself is, what do you do if you're Tennessee and you look at what he has done thus far? Eric Kane, I immediately turn to you. I turn to you, Will, and I ask you, if you're Tennessee and you've been so efficient on the ground with a guy like Tyon Evans, where does it even begin?
Where are you at on that, Kane? Or what happens with this running back core now?
Well, if Tyon Evans can't go, then Jabari Small is going to be there. He's not 100%, but Jabari Small will be available to play. So, you know, that's a lot better than what it could have been, you know, heading into the game. And then you'll still have Lanith Whitehead. I believe Jalen Wright's going to be available as well. So it's just going to be kind of next man up mentality. I mean, Jabari Small is a fine running back when he's healthy. It's just he's not super healthy right now. But you've got to continue to try to run the football because, again, Ole Miss is giving up 193 yards on the ground a game. So you want Evans to play, no doubt about it. But even if he's not in there, you got to continue to still run the football because Ole Miss is just atrocious at defending it. So nothing really changes on my end. The game plan doesn't change whatsoever. You still got to attack it, you know, running in between the tackles and on the outside, along with Hendon Hooker as well.
Who's healthy? Who's not? Are you buying into? I know Heupel said that Monday that just about everybody should be expected to play. Are we going to see Cooper Mace? Are we going to see Theo Jackson? Is everybody going to be back for this one?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of these players are going to be available. It's just a matter of, you know, can they hold up? Can Cooper's ankle hold up? You know, I think Cooper Mays is going to give it a go. I do believe Theo Jackson's going to play. I think DeNico Slaughter's going to be back. I think some of the players that have missed will be back. But, I mean, you got to believe some of these players aren't 100% healthy. Cooper Mays and Jabari Small both dressed out against South Carolina. They didn't play, but because they dressed out, because they were on the sideline, tells me that if they had to play, they could have played. So it looks like they were really close to playing last week, and now they're going to be back this week. I'll be intrigued to see as the game goes on, just like in Florida, you know, if Cooper gets it rolled up or tucked up, I mean, you know, you need your ankles, especially as an offensive lineman, for pass sets and everything else. You know, how he performs as the game goes on.
Elijah Simmons, Latrell Bumpus, what do we think on that defensive line?
I'm not sure about those guys, to be completely honest with you. I'm not sure if I haven't heard anything about those guys. But, you know, going back to what Josh Heupel said, he said that everybody missed the game should have an opportunity to be out there. So, according to Josh Heupel, it looks like those guys might be able to contribute as well.
You know, we keep sitting here, and I've seen so many predictions and so many publications say, this game could go anywhere. This game could end up being any score. It could, and it seems like nobody really wants to nail down or hammer down a prediction in this. Can it, though? Because to me, there's no indication that neither of these defenses are going to be able to stop the opposition's offense.
Well, I think for Tennessee, is it going to be you as could high make an
as,
argument. But...
Oh, well, hang on. It's gotten down to 78 points, 77 yeah. points. Over unders aside, we're talking about a storyline now. Is it going to reach that high and reach the Vegas number? Probably not. But that
I think it could. I think it will.
I still think we're talking about a 41-37 game, and if that's the case, you're at 78 points right there.
Oh, do you? Okay. So I think this is going to be closer to what Arkansas-Ole Miss was.
You think we could be in the 50s? That was 103 combined points.
The only way I think we're not there is if Tennessee can't keep up. So.
So you have no questions whatsoever about Ole Miss not stubbing their toes? Well,
in the mid-40s? Yeah. Well, let's roll through. Tennessee doesn't hold the ball long enough to, you know what I mean? They're going to get opportunities.
Right.
Because neither of these teams hold the ball very long. So that's why. There's just going to be a bajillion possessions here. And so it'll be who gets that stop, who gets that fourth down stop, who gets the sack, who gets the interception. That's what this is going to be about. Who gets the other team off schedule?
Right.
To me, that's massive for Tennessee, is you need to have them off schedule. You want third and eights. You don't just want, you know what I mean, third and two and stuff like that. And so the run pass is on the table for you, because then it becomes four downs no matter where they are on the field. It becomes four down territory for Ole Miss. So getting them off schedule, I think, is going to be absolutely huge for Tennessee in this one. But to me, I think the only way we're not in 80-plus is if Tennessee can't keep up.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. You know Ole Miss-Tennessee isn't the only SEC game tomorrow. Will, the line has climbed up to 23 points between undefeated Kentucky and undefeated Georgia. Does Mark Stoops and that Wildcat defense have a chance tomorrow night against one of the best defenses in college football in easily a decade plus? Already being compared to the 2012 Alabama National Championship team of historic numbers. Not only that, but we got to ask, can Mississippi State hang with Alabama? Other games to get to, not only around the SEC, but around college football. We continue from Long's Drugstore next here for Football Friday with the starting lineup, 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Karn stormed back to defeat Oak Ridge last night on Rivalry Thursday, 42-35 the final. Deshaun Bishop impressed with another monster game, 272 yards on the ground, 31 carries, 4 touchdowns. Other Thursday finals, Sevier County had a 42 shutout win over Heritage, and Gatlinburg-Pittman had a 48-6 beatdown in Northview Academy. Thursday night football in the NFL saw the Buccaneers hold off the Eagles for the 28-22 win. Tom Brady threw for a pair of touchdowns. Major League Baseball playoffs, the Dodgers finally broke a 1-1 tie in the top of the ninth. Held on for the 2-1 win over the Giants in Game 5, advancing on to face the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series. Have a little fun with Instant Games. October Instant Games available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. More Tennessee football talk. Previewing Ole Miss game coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will, 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Me and technology, is that how it works? When are you coming to my house to fix my audio speakers, dog? You're not coming over? That's Jay Leifer getting us set up here at Long's Drugstore, Will West, where we're going to be until 9 a.m. this morning. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the rest of the show, seeing that my belly's full.
That was just spectacular. It's nap time.
How do you actually? How do you actually translate that over to radio instead of me here physically patting my stomach? That doesn't work well. All we can say is thank you to our girl Ruthie.
Oh man, that was so good. It was so unbelievably good. I went with the sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich with tomato, mayonnaise. A little salt and pepper, old school style, with a side of fries. You went with eggs and bacon?
Just eggs and bacon, black coffee, my man. You got to do that to kind of keep things kick-started for the day, continue to drop the LBs.
And again, also a cup of gravy, because gravy's a beverage. We have to remember that.
Hey, you talk about things that are so good. Is there any game on the SEC slate tomorrow that's going to be anywhere close to being as good as Tennessee Ole Miss? Because the answer is probably no.
I think that
You think
Auburn-Arkansas is a really good game.
You think A&M's going to hand Missouri a butt-whooping? I think Florida's going to hand LSU a butt-whooping.
I agree with you there and on both of those. I think that Alabama's going to destroy Mississippi State, but let's see, because Leach does weird things sometimes,
Vandy,
right?
South Carolina's a snooze fest, yeah, so your options now are Auburn-Arkansas.
Which I think is going to be a good game.
Or Kentucky-Georgia.
And which I think is going to be a beating. Look, okay, are we not giving Kentucky? Like, Kentucky's beaten LSU and Florida in back-to-back weeks. And speaking of which, somebody at Kentucky needs to raise heck with the SEC office for the schedule. If you're playing Florida, LSU, at Georgia in consecutive weeks, that's stupid.
Yeah. 7-point victory against Missouri.
We're not talking about Kentucky like they're a legit number 11th ranked team in the nation right now. And they have beaten two teams with a pulse.
You beat Missouri by a touchdown. You beat South Carolina by a touchdown.
They beat Missouri by 6 points, 16-10.
Barely got by Chattanooga.
Carolina.
They beat Florida, right, but if you watch that game, you can't feel good about the way they beat Florida, right?
Well,
it's almost like Florida beat themselves.
Wins are wins.
But
it doesn't matter how you get them.
But if you're well-coached, you can figure out a way to win games.
But let me ask you, you just asked the question, are we giving Kentucky enough respect as the number 11 team in the land? You beat Missouri by 7. You beat Carolina by 6. You beat Florida by 7. I mean, you beat LSU by 3 touchdowns last week. Yeah. I mean, that still is something. But when you say, are you giving Georgia enough respect? I mean, right now, depending on what book you're shopping at, Will, their team total tomorrow, this is Kentucky, is set at 10 and a hook, 11 points.
That game is going to make us
10
win.
10 points for Kentucky in that game tomorrow against Georgia total in 4 quarters?
Yeah, look.
11?
That game is going to make us wish they'd have never invented football. You know what I mean? Like, we're all going to look at this and say,
in what way?
Oh, it's going to be so ugly, dude. It's going to be so, like, it's because it's not just going to be good defenses. It's going to be great defenses and bad offenses. And so that's going to be just, that Kentucky-Georgia game. I'll just be real with you. There's nothing you could do to get me to watch that game.
Oh, come on. It's
literally
top two, top 11 teams.
I'm not watching that game. Are you kidding me? No. There's no chance.
Come on. 3:30 game between Kentucky and Georgia to determine the East, and then go right into the Ole Miss Tennessee game?
No. I'm good on that. That's going to be awful.
You're going to at least flip over to it.
If it's close late, I will. The problem is there's nothing else in that 3:30 window. It's a pretty tough day for college football, if we're just being honest, right?
You and Bobby Scott are going to sit there with Brian Rice, Joel Silverberg, and just
hang out,
do a little Georgia-Kentucky chit-chat?
No. Look, let me ask you this, though. I keep seeing, why in the world doesn't somebody with a budget that where football's king, go after Mark Stoops? It ain't pretty. It ain't a million points. It ain't a million yards. But God bless, they just win. That's what they do. You can block. You can tackle. You can win. He handcuffs his offense too much. I will absolutely agree with that. But because he's still not letting this kid throw downfield that much. But, man, like, if I'm Miami, you don't have the money for Cristobal. Stop trying to hire guys you know. Like this is the thing. Well, you know why it's working for Tennessee right now? Tennessee stopped being incestual with what Tennessee did when it came to hiring
an AD
and a coach. Stop hiring. I don't care if they know the maxims when they come in. I want to know if they can coach football. They can learn the maxims when they came in. You know what I mean? Like every 5-year-old niece Tennessee learns the maxims. They can learn that maxim.
Right.
That's the key. Is go get the best person, the most qualified adult for the job. Go hire them. That's what Miami needs to do this. Miami needs to go to Mark Stoops and say, we'll pay you $1 million more than Kentucky's paying you right now. Football's king here. Come on. And if I was Stoops, I would take that job. Because if you put him somewhere where you got, like, straight up, I know there's talent. I can, you know, if I throw a football in the air, 50-50 shot, I hit a 3-star. Miami's that area. And I think that he could win there. Now, if you're Kentucky, you don't want that to happen at all. You want the fact that you're playing boring offense to keep ADs that don't know what they're doing from hiring your guy. But I think Stoops is a good coach, and I think he could go somewhere else and really win a lot of games, especially somewhere like the ACC, something like that. I think he could do
it. What are the chances Mark Stoops just likes Lexington? What are the chances that Mark Stoops is okay with being in Lexington, expectations are low, and he can always exceed
being little brother always there because but to the basketball team? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, why not? I mean, he's going to likely this year finish in the neighborhood of 8-4, 9-3.
And I'm not saying he does, and he's done a great job. He's helped him do a great job with fundraising and stuff like that. That's a possibility. But if you look at Kentucky, I look at their – if Tennessee beats Ole Miss this week, this will not be true. But other than this game, they're going to be favored to win the rest of their games. I think this is a 10-2 Kentucky team.
Really?
Yeah, I think they lose this game. I think they lose the Tennessee game. I think they win the rest.
They lose Mississippi State, they beat Mississippi State.
They beat Mississippi State.
Louisville?
Yeah, they definitely beat Louisville.
Louisville can put up some points.
They can, yeah. I still think they definitely beat Louisville, though.
Okay. So you think this is a 10-2 Kentucky team?
I think it's a 10-2 Kentucky team, yeah.
They're going to finish second in the East after beating Florida at home.
Yeah.
And this is a Cap 1 bowl for Kentucky?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I do. I just, I mean, maybe they beat Tennessee and lose to, maybe they beat Tennessee and lose to Mississippi State. But I think those two games, they'll split and they'll lose, get killed by Georgia this week. Who among us is not going to get killed by Georgia in an ugly football game? But I think that's going to be a pretty good Kentucky team. Auburn and Arkansas, how are you seeing that one go?
I'm looking at, does Bo Nix even know if he's real? Does Bo Nix believe in Bo Nix? Because what I look at is I think this is an Arkansas team who has, I wouldn't say no issues with Auburn, but I think that these two defenses can play enough that's going to make the score lower than, like, I'm looking at the total right now, and it's up there in the 60-70s range. I think that these
Auburn's not going to score enough for that.
No, they're not. And but here's the thing. I think their defenses can keep this low enough, so I'm looking at a lower scoring game for Arkansas, but still enough where they beat Bo Nix and Auburn.
I get four words that concern me for Auburn in this game. Mike Bobo, Will Friend. Those are the words that concern me. And Barry Barry Odom runs a really nice defense there at Arkansas. Yeah. So I just think that they're going to put up a lot of points, and Auburn's not going to be able to match. And they're going to send, in the same way that Arkansas's front made A&M run for their lives, their quarterbacks run for their lives, Arkansas's front's going to make Bo Nix run for his life again.
I got to ask you this question, because I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you this question.
Sure. Will I hold your spitter, Bo Nix, down? No.
No, no. What if Mississippi State gives Alabama a game tomorrow? You just lost to A&M. Mississippi State beat that A&M team. There is a lot of money coming in on that 17-point cover by Mississippi State. All I'm saying to you is this.
Leach has done weirder things. Leach has done weirder things in his
what
career,
Bama
right?
Bama only wins this game by a touchdown tomorrow.
Yeah. That could happen. Leach in these spots usually does well. I don't trust his quarterback. I don't trust this quarterback at all.
But even second half, Will Rogers could show up.
Well, that's the key. If you do that against Alabama, you're down 28-7. You know what I mean? And you're not coming back from that against Bama. But I think Saban has sacrificed a couple of his players on the practice field this week. And those boys have had to run their butts off. And they're going to be fired up to win this game because they just lost to, frankly, a lesser team last week.
Yeah, fair.
By messing around. I do think that, but Leach usually does well in games like this where you're like, oh, they're about to get killed by X team that has all the five-star players, and Leach always shows up in those games. You never know. Like that quarterback, it was Will Rogers, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He is so awful in the first half of games. And so good in the second half of games. It just takes him a while to get warmed up. So, I don't know. But I don't think they win this game, Mississippi State. But I don't know if they can keep it close, but I think that this seems like that spot where Leach usually does something like that.
Will. They keep this within 7 points tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to be looking at Nick Saban at Alabama. Now, it's not going to lead to anything, but I think there's going to be quite a few conversation pieces or written about what's going on with Nick Saban at Alabama.
Well, Bill O'Brien's not as good of a college play caller as Sarkisian or Lane, I would say. And they've had a bad defensive coordinator for years.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. Will, where are we at today where you can stop by with our sister station, WIVK, and get your 2021 UT Game Day T-shirts? It's happening in here at Long's.
Yeah, stop by here. You can pick those up. We got Peggy right outside. You can buy those. We have the white. We have the orange, depending on which side you're checkering. Whichever color you're checkering, you can do that. And we're live at Long's Drugstore. The food here has been spectacular this morning. Our breakfast was awesome. Yours can be as well. Stop by and see us, Long's Drugstore.
Halfway home here for a Football Friday. Still a lot more to get into, including how can you and I recover from going from penthouse to caboose with our friends over at WVLT.
Yeah, we got to handle our business.
Separation Friday last week didn't go well for us. Eric Kane, we're looking over at you, dude. We need your help carrying us as well up the hill, all right? Oh, that's enough out of you. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
We are counting it down. It's just
it's basketball time in Tennessee.
This Sports Animal Countdown to Tip-Off is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. People helping people since 1934.
And even worldwide, we've seen the download numbers. We're taking a peek at the streams this morning. That is at 991thesportsanimal.com. Hey, shouts to Matt Beeler at Big Kahuna Wings, the wings that change it all, bringing you the stream this morning. As right now, we're giving somebody an opportunity to score a Ford. Our friends at Ted Russell Ford want to hand you the keys to a $42,000 Ford Mustang. But first, we need that score prediction tomorrow night. Tennessee taking on Ole Miss. It's my understanding through Eric Kane, we have the one, the only, downtown Donna Brown. Good morning, Donna Brown. How are you?
Good morning. What's up, guys?
I need to know your score prediction for tomorrow night. Tennessee taking on Ole Miss.
This is serious. And mine will be Tennessee 24, Ole Miss 21. We're going to get a three-pointer at the end.
Okay. Low-scoring game. So okay.
A whole lot of defense from downtown Donna Brown.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got it. We got it. I got the Ford. It's happening. We're going to beat Kiffin.
Well, sister, this is how it works. Thank you so much for the phone call. We'll put you on hold so Eric K. can get the rest of your information. You're now officially in the hopper. If later this afternoon John and Jimmy draw your name downtown, Donna Brown, maybe it'll just be DB, and they win 24-21. That's a $42,000 Ford Mustang from Ted Russell Ford.
All right, and finish this sentence for me, both of you, if we can go around the room quickly.
Ooh, blank space.
Tennessee will beat Ole Miss if.
Tennessee will beat Ole Miss if. They're. Here it comes again. Ivan's with the coach speak. They create Matt Corral to have turnovers. He hasn't had an interception yet this year. Tennessee's going to need it to be at least plus two in the turnover category tomorrow. They have to make them get into a situation like they did in Alabama. Remember when they thought they could go for it on fourth and short, and then Bama made them play into their own self-destruction? You got to get in there, change up the codes, and make Ole Miss believe, crap, we got to panic early, and we got to go for the throat. If they take a couple of knockout blows and they miss, and you keep giving body blows, and you get them in the wrong direction turnover-wise, you're going to beat Ole Miss tomorrow night. That defense is going to have to play the game of the year, though, so far for them.
Well, what do you think, Eric?
I mean, Tyler is straight up copying off my sheet. I wrote down plus two in the turnover battle, but I agree with him, obviously. I'll go a different route here just to be different. Tennessee has to get out to a strong start, which it has been getting off to strong starts. I'm not saying 28 points in the first quarter, but if you fall behind to a team like Ole Miss, the worry is you won't be able to catch up. And so Tennessee, and I know how that Ole Miss defense is, I get it, but Ole Miss's offense is just so electric. So Tennessee has got to get off to a strong start, and it's got to sustain it. Four quarters of football, not a half like down there in Gainesville.
Yeah, that is going to be the biggest key for me, is it's four quarters of football. You got to be Missouri game plus. You can't have a lull whatsoever, not even a little bit, because if you do that, you're going to get got. But to me, that's the it's twofold. It's that, and then your linebacking core is going to play really, really well. I think your defensive line is going to play well, because Tennessee's defensive line's played well most of the season. But that linebacking core can't let what happened against South Carolina happen with Ole Miss, so they'll run all over them. To me, it's both of those things have to happen for Tennessee to be able to beat Ole Miss, and really, frankly, for them to stay in the game. That's what has to happen. And they can do those things. Here's the thing. We've seen them do that before. It's just tough to predict that when we've only seen them do it once, it's tough to predict. You know what I mean? So that's the tough part with this one. You guys have both said, and I tell you what, we're up against it, but I want to nail you guys down, because I have said all week long, I'm not going to pick Tennessee to win this game. I want to nail you guys down on the other side to what your game prediction is for this one, because you both said, you both leaned towards the upset. I want to know, when it comes to foot to the fire, are you going to pick Tennessee to upset Ole Miss?
Well, hang out and find out on a Friday.
There we go.
We do it on the other side from Long's Drugstore.
Oh, the place for a football Friday, Long's Drugstore.
Got to tell you right now, is it okay to order seconds? Because, man, those eggs are delicious.
I already ate literally everything.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins, Kaner, our predictions. Let's dive a little deeper in this Ole Miss Tennessee under the microscope next on the starting lineup. Your Football Fridays continue from Long's Drugstore on the other side, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Carnes stormed back to defeat Oak Ridge last night on Robbery Thursday, 42-35 the final. Deshaun Bishop impressed with another monster game. 272 yards on the ground, 31 carries, 4 touchdowns. Other Thursday final, Sevier County 42-0 over Heritage. Gallenberg-Pittman 48-6 over Northview Academy. Thursday night football in the NFL saw the Buccaneers hold off the Eagles for the 28-22 win. Tom Brady threw for a pair of touchdowns. And in playoff baseball, the Dodgers broke through in the top of the ninth, held on for the 2-1 win over the Giants in Game 5 of the ALDS, advancing on to face the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series. Have a little fun with Instant Games. October Instant Games available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000. Our game of predictions for Tennessee, Ole Miss, coming up next here on TSL. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
Never open a Snapchat from him when you're around loved ones. Will West in the starting lineup on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Hard truths being spoken.
Super engineer Jay Lyford leading the way. Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studios. He's Will West. My name is Tyler Ivins. I'm locking eyes with Ruthie right now. Hey, Ruthie, I know it's not five-star review on Yelp, but I'll give you two thumbs up, and if you add Will's...
I'll do five-star review right now, Ruthie.
That's four thumbs up, all 10 toes, and I have to say to you, I asked you this about less than an hour ago, and then I'll reaffirm it right now. Have you ever made a bad breakfast? Because you, my lady, we're talking about rewards, rankings, and ratings. You, my lady, might
bad
be ranked
thousand.
The number one right now Hall of Fame breakfast cook in Knoxville. That's you, Ruthie. Thank you so
much. Yeah. All right. You guys have ducked me on this question all week long.
Have we?
It is Friday. It's
one
went to
day.
The fire
we
time.
You one day.
One day. Thank you, Cater.
It's all week. same thing. Okay. I am not predicting Tennessee to win this game. I think that Ole Miss is going to win this game 51-41. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
And so I think it goes over the number. But the only way to me it doesn't is that Tennessee can't keep up. I think Tennessee will keep up-ish.
Yep.
And I think Ole Miss wins. But Tennessee can absolutely win this game. You guys have both said you don't know if you're going to call it for the upset yet. So, Ivins, foot to the fire. Who you taking in this one?
I don't believe Tennessee's defense is going to be able to get to plus two in the turnover category. That leads me to believe Matt Corral is going to get by with another highlight film game that he's going to be able to have played leading into the Heisman ceremony. I don't think he wins the Heisman. I think the highlight tape gets played there in New York at the presentation as a finalist. I've got Ole Miss. I got Ole Miss by at least four. I think the spread right now is three. I'm taking Ole Miss. I'm throwing the points. I think Ole Miss wins this game by less than a touchdown, but by more than a field goal. It's that 4-5. Tennessee misses a two-point conversion late, and it throws the math off, but I have Ole Miss winning this game.
Yeah, that's another thing that's tough about picking this number is because I think there'll be two-point conversion tries and crazy stuff like that.
Exactly. Who would have thought a lot of people thought Arkansas was going to cover last week, but who thought it was because they couldn't convert an awful two-point conversion at the end of the game last week?
Kaner, what about you? You said you didn't know if you're going to call the upset or not. What is your prediction for Tennessee against Ole Miss?
I mean, listen, I'm fine with being the villain every Friday if it needs to be, but we can't all be the villains here, okay? I mean, what a bad segment of radio. When I look at it, I mean, I'm going to be upfront and truthful. I trust Ole Miss's offense more, better quarterback, a year more into the system. You look at Tennessee and Ole Miss in terms of the offensive game plans. I mean, they're mirror images of one another. It's just one team is a year further along and has a better quarterback. And Hendon Hooker's playing out of his mind, and so that's no slight to him. I just feel like it's going to be a little bit too much. I think Ole Miss's offense might not hit that lull in this game. It can go either way. I can see either team winning, but I will pick Ole Miss to win.
Come on, Kaner, you're supposed to be superhero.
Why do you hate Tennessee, Kaner? That's what we want to know.
I'll pick Ole Miss to win by 4, 42-38, 38-34, somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing with me. With me, it's just law. But like, I'm just playing the percentages.
Right.
And I've watched Tennessee's offense play a four-quarter game once. And I've watched Ole Miss do it for a year and a half.
Sure.
So Tennessee's figured it out, and they figured it out better. They're further along more quickly than I thought they would coming into the season. I didn't think there was a whole lot of a chance they win this game. I think there's a good chance Tennessee can win this game, but it's a 30% chance. It's puncher's chance. You got to go play a game that we've only seen you play once this entire year, and if you don't, you're done. And so Tennessee can win this game. It's just hard. I mean, again, when I'm looking at the sample size for Ole Miss of having this offense figured out, is higher. Now, Tennessee's better defensively than Ole Miss.
Right.
So that's another side of it that I think plays in Tennessee's favor. But I'm just rolling with sample size completely here when I make that pick. Have I made too much this week of Ole Miss going after Tennessee fans? I just don't remember anybody going after the fans ever on a situation like this. Ole Miss has gone after the fans four times this week, from Monday to Thursday. Four times they've come after Tennessee fans.
I mean, you know what? This is going to sound weird the way I approach this, but stay with me. I kind of applaud them for the all-or-nothing approach they're doing. They don't just try to tiptoe into your city. Man, they want everything. They want to come in. They want to kick the door in. They're going to take all of your best, your food, your alcohol, your water, your women, your kids. They just want to ruin your town. It's almost like they're pillaging, and they want to come in, and they just want to be pirates or take over your island or your town. And I'm okay with that. But you got to understand, if there's a team that stands up and actually sends you to the, you know, sends you to the back of the woodshed for a butt whooping, you know what? I'm good on them for that mentality, because they got their butt handed to them by Alabama a couple of weeks ago. They should have lost to Arkansas last week. Now they want to keep puffing their chest out 3 weeks in a row.
New money, right? They just got to throw it around like Mayweather at a strip club.
Talk about it's a new day, a new week, and it's a new game. Whatever, man. But if Ole Miss, if they get their butt handed to them this week, I think somebody's going to tell the dog to stop barking as much because the bite isn't as good.
I just think their athletic communications department's following the lead of their head coach.
That's exactly what it is, Gaynor.
And again, it's you want to talk that smack, go out and back it up, and they've done a good job of backing it up. But when you don't, you don't, and you just kind of eat it and move on. And so I have no issue with it. I think it's fun.
Lord have mercy on their soul if Tennessee beats them tomorrow.
No, exactly. And again, if Tennessee wins tomorrow, which is a very good possibility, then fans should just let them have it. But that it comes with the territory. You want to talk that smack and put those clever graphics out there, which again, I have no issue with. You got to be prepared for Saturday night and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday for all the repercussions that come with it.
Yeah, like talking like you walk it, right? It's the reverse Quavo,
brother.
So that's what you got to do. Like they look, that mouth's writing checks. Can the backside cash it? That's the question we're going to ask about Ole Miss. So because that mouth is definitely writing checks. Again, I've never seen anybody go after the fan base. That's weird. But look, they've called you out, Tennessee fans. How do you respond Saturday night? That's going to be the big question.
That's Will West. Tyler Ivins, do you want to play the game? Because we're giving you that opportunity to do so right now. $25 from our friends over at Papa Murphy's. Question is, the game wheel, where's it going to land coming up in the next 5 minutes? Caner spins it. You win. You get your weekend started. You can't join us at long. Join us on the telephone line, 656-9900. The Stanley Fenton Gates hotline available now at 1-866-656-9900. We do it next. We kick off hour number three from Long's Drugstore on this Football Friday ahead of Tennessee's showdown with Ole Miss right here on your flagship station for Tennessee football. 99.1, the sports animal.